Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Chapter 5, verse 5, 1 Peter. Likewise, you younger people, that would be all of you, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. And be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And so in verse 5, every congregation, every group of people, large or small, whether you're 50 people or 5,000 people, but every congregation has within it mature men and women, elders. Sometimes the word elders refers to the office of an elder, a pastor. But it can refer just to older people who have gone through many trials in their life and walked with God through many situations and have been victorious. They've been victorious in Christ many, many times as they walked with him, and they have gained experience, they've gained wisdom through it all, and when they share things with you, many of the things they say can be very relevant and very useful to your life. I know in my life personally, I have people who I consider elders in my life, and you listen to them, you take heed when they talk to you, because they have something to say. But regardless of their age, age is not the issue here. You don't have to be an old person. Age is not the issue. Timothy was considered an elder. He was in his 30s. But he was an experienced, trained, taught man of God. So we give priority to what elders have to say, and because of their years walking with God. And submitting to them means that it's an act of faith. It's just believing that God is going to use the person to say something to me, to encourage me, to uplift me, to correct me, to guide me, that I'm just trusting God to use this person. We're not putting our trust in a man, but we're trusting God to use people to help us along our way. This is part of body life. It's part of what the church is all about. People helping people, God using people to help people. It's happened since the beginning, since Pentecost. We buy books at the Christian bookstore, we read commentaries, we have all kinds of helps. Christian men, Christian women who have given us their insights into certain things, and we glean from those, and we are made wiser through them. And so this is the attitude of a humble person. The willingness to receive from others, the willingness to take counsel and to take somebody's advice and not just to toss it aside because my idea is always better. The proud person disagrees more times than not with when he receives counsel or advice or something from another person. He disagrees with it, but frequently, because he in his own eyes, he's always right. He's got the best ideas. He knows the best thing to do. He's got the wisest thing. So he's always right, and that person wants to be heard, He's always got to be heard in, within the group, always wants to have it done his way or her way. His or her ideas are always the best ideas. His or her opinions are always the right ones. That's the characteristic of a proud person. They're not very receptive. That's why God gives grace to the humble, because the humble is receptive. That's why the humble will he teach in Psalm 25, verse 9, because the humble are receptive to teaching. The proud always have their own opinions, their own ideas. And so God works on us since the time we become Christians. God works on us to humble us. He gives us opportunities to humble ourselves and just to say, okay, Lord, well, I'll do it your way and give up on my own opinions and my own ways. And then if that doesn't work, he has his own methods of humbling us. Because he knows that humility is what we need if we're going to be receptive to what he has to say to us through his Bible, through his people, through the Holy Spirit. Humility is very, very important in the life of the believer. The believer is going nowhere without humility. He's not going to grow without humility. He's not going to receive anything from God because everything from God comes by grace. And God gives grace only to the humble. It's the humble person that gets saved, the one that says, I can't save myself. I need you, Jesus, to be my Savior. That's the prayer of humility. That person can get saved because they have humility. It's not the person that says, I'll just try harder and do better and I'll say, I'll get saved. That'll never do it. That's the proud that gets resisted. So therefore, in verse 6, humble yourselves. If that's the case, if God's grace is contingent upon my humility, and only through humility am I going to be receptive to God's grace, then therefore humble yourselves, verse 6, under the mighty hand of God, his sovereign hand, his powerful hand, whatever he's handing you in this life. Humble yourself. And in due time, he will exalt you. You'll get promoted. You'll get lifted up. You'll get victory. You'll get all those things in due time. In due time is his time. God's timing is due time. We don't have the word due on our clocks that says, oh, it's due time. We don't have that. It's due time is whenever God says it's time to bless. It's time to promote. It's time to take the next step. But therefore, the advice is humble yourself. Paul's an elder. He's saying humble yourself because everything's coming through grace and it's only coming to the humble. Verse 7 says, cast all of your care upon him because he cares for you. So be humble. Don't think you can solve every problem on your own, or you can deal with every issue on your own, or you can scheme your way out of it, or you can buy your way out of it, or you can fix everything. But in humility, cast all your cares upon him. Don't live in anxiety. Don't live in the stress of your situation. Just throw it on him, because you know what? He cares for you. We are in the care of God. God, he saved us, he loves us, he cares for us. He's not going to abandon us, he cares for us. So I don't become, and you don't become occupied with my problems. We all have got problems of one sort, some big, some small. We go through seasons of problems, and other times we go through seasons where we're kind of almost problem-free, almost. But we are always under the care of God, and we're not occupied with the problems. We're occupied with the God who cares for us and who loves us. So we're not anxious about anything, Philippians 4:6. And nothing be anxious. Don't let anxiety enter into your heart in the details of life, whether it's dealing with money, dealing with health, dealing with relationships, dealing with all of those pressure points in life that do cause anxiety. But in the believer, he has a way out. He doesn't have to be overwhelmed with anxiety like others do. Those are pressure points. Relationship problems are, you know, severe pressure points. Money problems are pressure points. Problems with children are pressure points. Those things easily cause anxiety. We have a way out. Philippians 4:6, with prayer and thanksgiving. Just give it to God, casting your cares upon Him. Just taking it all to Him in prayer. Getting released from the anxiety, from the stress, through prayer. Praying through. Not just a little, maybe if all it takes is 10, 15 second prayer, then good. But sometimes it takes longer than that. You spend some time in prayer. You spend half an hour in prayer, and you get released. You've been there before? Where you've been released through prayer? Of some burden that you were carrying? And God lifted it because you prayed through it? We'll talk about that later this afternoon, about praying through. But that's because God cares for me. God's in control. God has a mighty hand. And I want to be humble and meek. Meek means that I'm just flexible with God, whichever way God wants to do it, however He wants to do it, and whenever He wants to release me, then I'm good with that because it's God, and He cares for me and He loves me. I can trust Him. So verse 8 says, be sober. Good advice on Super Bowl Sunday. But sober. Sober, we always think of alcohol, but sober means to be clear thinking. Be thinking, and in terms of Christianity, be clear thinking, be biblically thinking. A clear thinker in Christianity is a biblical thinker, somebody who thinks with God. It's not having your mind under the influence of anything else. In this case, it would be problems. Instead of being drunk with some alcoholic beverage, they would be intoxicated with their problems. Their problems would be exerting more influence over them and causing them to have behavioral problems. So be sober-minded. It's clear thinking, doctrinal thinking. Not under pressure through preoccupation with my troubles. Be vigilant, he says. Vigilant means that I'm on alert, I'm awake, I'm watchful. I'm not passive. I'm thinking clearly with God. I'm awake and I'm alert. And then, it says, because you're adversary, the reason you need to be sober-minded.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation.